I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A pastor in Iran is awaiting his fate. 32-year-old Yusuf Nadarkhani was convicted of apostasy in September and verbally sentenced to death. The written verdict was delivered a few weeks ago. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
his attorney has now formally appealed the verdict or asked for the verdict to be set aside. So now we wait and see what the appeals court will do with this case.
He would be the first Christian convicted of apostasy to be executed in 20 years. Nettleton's asking you to pray and go to prisoneralert.com. Elsewhere, time's running out for a project funding deadline. Russia Ministries is set to print 80,000 children's picture New Testaments to go with their Christmas outreach. Shelley Cochran says,
we have a whole batch of ministry teams of young people prepared to go out to the places where the children live, but we still need $20,000 to complete the printing so that we have all of these copies of New Testaments to send out with our team.
They've got a month left. They're hoping to reach 50,000 kids in this project. Any amount will multiply the joy of Christmas for needy kids in the former Soviet Union. We'll connect you. And some studies say as few as 800,000 people in Honduras have access to adequate health care. Cure International has been providing free medical care throughout the country for years. Cure's hospital, which opened last year, has already performed 1,600 surgeries, sharing the gospel along the way. A $200,000 matching grant is now in effect so you can help this blossoming hospital. Visit our website to give the gift of healing this Christmas. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Find out about the plight of the Karen people of Burma through an incredible DVD documentary and prayer guide exclusively from Vision Beyond Borders. Get your free DVD and prayer guide, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.